Okay, we got the gas cap for the capless gas can at the house. Making my way home after filling up a gas can that I haven't used in years. It has a story behind it, and I'll tell about it. Tell a little bit the short of it here in a second. And I topped off the old war wagon here, and we're proceeding back. So I've got a full tank of gas and a full gas can. But the gas can I'm using has a story that I ran out of gas years back when I was in the Air Force as a firefighter and co-worker there, firefighter Tim. Tim, if you're listening to this, you may, which I know you listen to my audio booze, will remember this, that it's a gas can I used when I ran out of gas that one morning on the drive into the fire station there. Years back, I still have that same can. I brought it out of retirement. So a little story behind that one. I did buy a gas cap and spout, it looks, spill-proof spout at the local hardware store here next to the gas station where I gassed up. Did have a savings on the gas. We get a discount. I guess I saved 50 cents a gallon. I think it was $2.75 a gallon as far as the price of gas. But I'm making my way home. I got my job done. I'll top off the lawnmowers and sort of kick back for the afternoon. And maybe have a drink out on the front porch there with the missus. It's the last day off I have before I start my cycle. Back on the job early tomorrow morning. And so I'll be getting some tweets out. I did, before leaving, there was a tweet by Joel Kahn that making me wonder if you have a Twitter account or there's a Twitter account that you're following and it doesn't have any activity, does the Twitterer still exist? Good question to ponder. That might be a question that, if somebody hasn't already done so, question over there on Locker Gnome, Chris Perillo's Locker Gnome question webpage there. Can't think of it right now because I'm concentrating on the driving here back to the homestead. But it does make you think, after a Twitter account, does Twitter purge them after a while? It makes me wonder. I would think they do, but I'll be checking out the tweets and checking out the audio booze. I am looking at the audio booze, listening to the audio booze. And I think it's a neat feature to be able to tweet this because if you're listening to this and you clicked on it via Twitter, I'm speaking more than 140 characters, for God's sake. So that's one of the advantages of this audio boom. So it's a good day out here, cloudy. We're supposed to get some rain. We'll be kicking back this afternoon, enjoying the Sunday. And I hope you all out there that are listening to this audio boom, again, I appreciate the listen. And you enjoy your Sunday afternoon. And you can follow me, Fireman Rich, on Twitter, at Fireman Rich, or here at on Audio Boo, Fireman Rich. I also have a fire prevention blog, actually fire protection, fire prevention blog, at Tioga Fire Protection and Fire Prevention. If you put in Google Tioga Fire, I will be the number one selectee at the top. I'm working on that keyword of Tioga. So, you all have a good afternoon and stay fire safe. Ciao for now.